I'm ready for rotting.
Hello and welcome to the Sleeper Wire Draft Shorts of the 2021 offseason. I am your host, Matthew Bruni. You can find me at SportsFanaticMB. And today's draft profile, we'll be talking about tight end Brevin Jordan out of Miami, Florida, the Miami Hurricanes. In college, Brevin Jordan was widely regarded as one of the top high school tight ends in the country. He was rated number one by ESPN.com and 247 Sports and ranked number two at Rivals behind Ohio State Buckeyes tight end Jeremy Ruckert. He finished up his high school career with 1,700 yards, 100 receptions, and 29 total touchdowns. Coming in, he showed great speed and size for his height, having clocked a 4.78 second 40-yard dash. In his freshman season, Jordan played 12 of 13 games, and in those 11 starts as a freshman, he caught 32 passes for 287 yards, four receiving touchdowns. He earned midseason freshman All-American recognition from ESPN and did earn all-second-team ACC recognition as well. Going into his sophomore year, Jordan had a standout season in 2019. He started 10 games in which he played, ranked third on the team with 35 receptions, second with 495 receiving yards, and had two touchdown receptions as well. He did not get to play in their walk-on Independence Bowl game versus Louisiana Tech due to injury. However, he was named to the All-ACC First Team, earned All-ACC First Team honors from the Associated Press, and ended up finishing as one of the top three finalists in the John Mackey Award, which honors the top tight end every single year. Going into his junior season in the 2020 COVID year, he started 8 games and had a very impressive year. He ranked second on the team in receptions with 38. Had 576 receiving yards, which was tied for the team lead in touchdown receptions with 7. Despite missing 3 games, he had one of his best performances of the season in the Cheez-It Bowl against Oklahoma State. In that game, he finished with a game-high 8 receptions for 96 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Once again, he earned All-ACC second-team recognition, was named a semifinalist for the Mackey Award, which honors the top tight ends in the nation. So what is it exactly that Brevin Jordan does well? So his strengths in his game are definitely his hands. He does a good job continually extending his hands to the ball. And while he has definitely struggled with some drops, he has for the most part had sure hands whenever he gets the ball. The thing that will be what Brevin Jordan is known best for is his yak ability. Once the ball is in his hands, he is explosive. It is even more noticeable when you take a look at what he's averaged the past 2 years, which is 15 yards a catch. Once he gets the ball, he immediately starts moving upfield and does everything he can to get every single yard out of that play. What I love about Brevin Jordan is his versatility. He's moved all around the field. You'll find him lined up at wide receiver, running back, and it's incredible the way he is used as a weapon at the tight end position. If you want to see a little bit of that yourself, check out the North Carolina game where you'll see he is lined up all over the field, at H-back, in the slot, out at wide receiver. Multiple points in that game, they used him all over the field, and he was effective in all of those as well with his explosiveness and what he does after getting the ball in his hand. What is it exactly, though, that Brevin Jordan struggles with? Well, if I'm being honest, not much. It's really his blocking. He needs to improve on his inline pass and rush blocking, something that can definitely be improved upon when he gets to the NFL level. There are a lot of college prospects that aren't necessarily the greatest blockers in college, but that is improved upon in the NFL, as it is definitely a more nuanced part of the game and something that is more focused on by coaches at the NFL level. For me, Jordan is an all-around tight end who should transition well into the NFL. While again, not a great blocker, he definitely puts in the effort, and that is seen on film. He can be used as a receiver or runner out of the backfield, lines up all over the field, and due to his hands and route running ability, he can beat just about anybody on the field. If you put him in the right offense and is used the right way, Jordan could be an absolute beast in the NFL and for fantasy. He can become a very, very good offensive weapon that can be used in mismatches all over the field. Draft capital is going to be very interesting for me. It's always hard to gauge where the NFL will take a tight end, and he's definitely the third tight end in this class for me behind Kyle Pitts out of Florida and Pat Freiermuth out of Penn State. So my guess would be he goes somewhere in the second to third round of the NFL draft to an NFL team that is truly needing a versatile tight end. I put landing spots there. There's quite a few of them here, and some of them that are very intriguing. Teams that I think could reach for him. No, I shouldn't say reach, but teams that could take him in the second or third round. The New England Patriots, Cincinnati Bengals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Houston Texans, Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears, Carolina Panthers, and the Arizona Cardinals. Some of those landing spots I think would be the best for him. New England, Houston, and Arizona. Carolina would also be a very intriguing one as well, depending on who they get in there as quarterback. That is a very open offense with Joe Brady as the offensive coordinator, and having DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel there, I think Brevin Jordan could be a huge piece to unlock that offense. Same with Arizona, having DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, and a running quarterback like Kyler Murray that could really open up things for Brevin Jordan, especially when they move him into the backfield and have him running or possibly even at times blocking for a running Kyler Murray would be so much fun to watch. Obviously, New England is a big one as well. We've seen what they were able to do with Gronk and Aaron Hernandez when both of those guys were on the field. And I think Brevin Jordan could fit really well into that offensive system, especially if they're able to continue to go back to the two tight end system with Devin Asiasi there right now, who's a tight end. I know they were very excited drafting last year. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are also very big for me. Joe Burrow needs that tight end outlet. Drew Sample did not show much at times last year. And then obviously, while CJ Uzoma had some good games for them, the Achilles injury is massive, and there's no way of knowing if he'll ever go back to what he was before the injury, unfortunately. Packers, again, would be a big one, but I'm still a believer in Jay Sternberger. We'll see if he's able to turn that around. And then last but not least, the Houston Texans. Now, obviously, we don't know at this point of the recording what will happen with Deshaun Watson. If Watson is gone, I do think that would not be quite the best place for Brevin Jordan to land. But regardless, my point in this exercise is he is going to be pretty much good anywhere. It's going to really depend, though, for him, his landing spot. I will say out of the three top tight ends, he is the one that is the most landing spot dependent, in my opinion, because he needs to go to an offense that's going to use him and his skill set to his advantage, where I do think Pat Freiermuth and Kyle Pitts both could land with any team and be effective anywhere. So what does that mean for fantasy? I still think with Brevin Jordan's skill set, he could easily come in and be a top 12 tight end, more than likely in the 2022 season than the 2021 season. I think Brevin Jordan, likely out of the top three, is the one who struggles the most with moving into the NFL and getting to use that position again, especially depending on the team that he lands with. That being said, tight end is a very hard position to predict and a very hard position to get one of those top guys. As I mentioned, Kyle Pitts and Pratt Freiermuth seem almost locked in to being not only top 12 fantasy tight ends, but top 12 guys moving into the next level. Now, I do think Brevin Jordan gets there. So for me, I would definitely take Brevin Jordan somewhere in the middle of the second round if I can. I would love to be able to get a high-end running back or wide receiver in that first round and then pair it with the Brevin Jordan in the second round in one QB leagues just due to the fact that I think he has such a high upside. In tight end premium leagues, he definitely should be a first-round pick, and I do believe he will be. All of Kyle Pitts, Brevin Jordan, and Pat Freiermuth will likely be first-round picks in tight end premiums, and in super flex leagues, I still would take Brevin Jordan probably at the end of the second just due to the five quarterbacks in this draft, I believe, will be drafted somewhere in the first round of the NFL, and your fantasy drafts, maybe early second, will depress some of the talent and push some of those guys down. But still, taking a guy like Brevin Jordan, which will help you win the tight end position every single week once he gets acclimated to the NFL, will definitely help out your fantasy squad. So that is my 2021 Sleeper Wire draft short on tight end Brevin Jordan out of Miami, Florida, the Miami Hurricanes. Thank you guys again so much for listening, and have yourselves a great day.